This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Orson Welles, The Road to Xanadu, written and read by Simon Callow. The Road to Xanadu begins in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The incongruity of his birthplace is commented on again and again in accounts of Welles. Every country has its joke towns, good for an easy laugh, and if Kenosha is not quite in the league of Oshkosh, Wisconsin, or Normal, Illinois, it is still sufficiently redolent of boondockery to seem to mock the very idea of aspiration in its sons and daughters. Kenosha, Wisconsin, was nonetheless the scene of Welles's earliest experience, and his family were prominent and engaged participants in its intense life. Welles's father, Richard Head Welles, was in trade. It became important for Welles to romanticize his father. Central to his image of him was the fact that he was an inventor. He was, but his inventions were largely confined to the business in which he worked, and that was the lamp trade. It would appear that his heart was not entirely in his work. His creative mind was engaged in his inventions, while the rest of him was drawn irresistibly to the fleshpots of Chicago, frequenting the splendid musical comedies to be found at Mortimer Singer's various establishments, and seducing the young ladies of their choruses. During these evenings of dining and yarning and delicious debauchery, he began to drink more than ordinarily socially.